Hi, this is a dictation for Cecily Tillman, C-E-C-I-L-Y, T-I-L-L-M-A-N. Date of service is 11-15-2022. Date of accident is 10-18-2022. Date of birth is 6-7-1990. Ms. Cecily Tillman visits us here for a follow-up evaluation subsequent to her accident that occurred on 10-18-2022. In this accident, patient reports that she hit she was hit rear-ended by another car behind her, and then she also hit a car in front. All this impact damaged her car quite a bit, but not completely total. And headaches along with ringing in the ear, forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, spots in the vision started, as well as pain in the neck and the lower back started. The patient has been undergoing physical therapy. She has occasional radiation of the pain and numbness, rarely, in the interior part of the right leg, medial part, all the way down to the toes, big toes. But it's not too common. No radiation in the arms is reported. Currently, patient reports are headaches are usually 7, mostly in the back of the head, and they last for some time, few hours, and they are almost 10 to 15% better. The pain in the right shoulder is around 7, and she can do a abduction without pain up to 120 degrees and flexion also up to 120 degrees without pain. Neck pain is around 4 to 5, lower back pain is 7 to 8, and she does not have a radiation of pain down to the legs or the arms at all. Overall pain levels are around 8 maximum, 6 to 8, and ADLs are reported affected to 7. Especially patient report the work is affected 10, while work and sleep, mood are affected 9, the general activity and mood, relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 8. She reports walking ability is affected 6. Patient reports 90% improvement in her symptoms overall since the time of accident. In the neurology and psych, patient report that she has headaches that are associated with vision disturbance, with ear ringing, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of balance, lack of concentration, as well as loss of memory, chronic fatigue, anxiety, and depression. However, she denies any dizziness and vertigo, blackouts, seizures, fainting, and no confusion, disorientation is reported. In the pain and numbness, patient has the ongoing pain in the right shoulder, neck, lower back, the right wrist and hand pain, as well as stiffness of the right shoulder, neck, and the lower back. No difficulty walking is reported. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the urine or bowel or stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble in swelling. In the GI, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient report there are no changes in the pain level and there is no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or any trauma, weight loss, none of them in last 30 days. Current pain medications are Tylenol, codeine, and Norcos. Patient reports that she is allergic to codeine as she has a severe nausea and vomiting with that, so it is not being provided. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, full compliance is reported to the patient. Physical examination, blood pressure is 95 over 71, pulse is 103, pulse ox is 100. Respiratory exam will come from previous visit, 11-7-2022, dictation number 1109-043. Along with diagnosis, plan of care is to provide Narcos 5-325-12 every once a day, PRN 15 tablets for severe pain. After investigating her MAPS and labs, which are found to be in compliance. And other than that, the medication that was provided last month, which is naproxen, Elavil, Flexeril, will continue. Voltaren gel was also provided. An MRI for the cervical spine, lumbar spine, and right shoulder has been ordered without contrast to identify the correct pathology. She's been referred to chiropractor as well as physical therapy, which will continue. Neuropsych evaluation is also ordered for this patient. Neck brace, back brace, and cane is provided. Physical therapy is continuing. She is advised to try biofreeze from the therapist. And with all these things, hopefully she'll resolve to be in a good shape. Thank you.